folks, welcome to the show, the radio show, the daily talk radio show. We talk politics, news, religion, your feelings, society, fuck you. Welcome to the show. It's 22:34. What's that? 25 to 11. April 3rd, 2024. Coming to you live from the jungles of Bali. How we doing? Yeah, we're in the middle of Bali, Indonesia, in Ubud exactly, to be exact. If you wanted to fucking lay down a map and drop a pin, I'm in the jungles of Ubud, motherfucker. And this is where this podcast originated from a year ago. Not this actual podcast, but this iteration of the podcast. Because prior to that, my wife used to be involved. And then there was too much fighting. And then it stopped. And then I wasn't doing stand-up for a month. So I just started podcasting 10 minutes every day. An idea I robbed from one of my best mates in the whole world, David Boyle. Give it up for David Boyle, ladies and gentlemen. He's a funny cunt. Anyway, we arrived here today from said David Boyle's gaff in Sydney. Where was the last place I talked to you? Let's pick it up from where I talked to you last. I believe I had just arrived in Newcastle, New South Wales. I had been on the road up from Victoria. We arrived in Newcastle. We were doing the Comedy Club in Newcastle for the Easter bank holiday weekend. You guys familiar with Easter? This is a very Christian podcast, okay? We believe in Jesus here, and for some reason, retard over here thought that we were booked in for Easter weekend, but we weren't. There was a little mishap in the club, anyway. I don't know if it's anything to do with the death of Christ, but yeah, I fucking dragged my missus all the way up to Newcastle. New South Wales, and we had no gig on Good Friday, so we had a massive fucking fight, and we were the accommodation I had got us was such a piece of shit as well, and Newcastle's not exactly easy on the eye, let's say. It's a bit of a fat chick, but the club came good. They fucked up. It wasn't me. Honestly, it wasn't me. It sounds like something I would do, but it wasn't me. It was something that falls in line with my luck, for sure. But we're fighting so much. We're either going to leave Newcastle early, not do any gigs. I was just going to crash the car over a cliff or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Just dramatic, emotional piece of shit, me. But the club came, saved their asses. They fucking said they just pay us for the Friday and Saturday, and we just had to do the Saturday. Yes, cunt. Give it up for fucking Newcastle, New South Wales. What a gaff. So we did that, and then we went out for a few drinks with my mate Bradley. I met him like 9 years ago in Vancouver, and he reminded me that I was drunk, and I bet him to do, he wouldn't do comedy, and he did comedy, and then I had to buy him a load of drinks, and he's still doing comedy, so I ruined someone's life. He doesn't even know I ruined his life. I ruined his fucking life. He could have been a doctor or a priest, or he could have stopped something. I'll tell you what. Like, I've been up a lot of hours. I have no imagination right now. But anyway, me and Brad kicked it, and my missus around Newcastle after the Saturday night gig, and it was fucking a good fucking time. Let me tell you. Nothing like having a good time catching up with some old mates, drinking some booze, having the crack, you know what I'm saying? And then the next morning, we packed up the fucking Swift. The Suzuki Swift that I've fucking driven it fucking 2,000 fucking miles in. This piece of shit little cardboard box. We packed it up and we fucking headed for Sydney down to Le Boyal. The best man in the whole world. So me and my missus crashed with David Boyle for the last two or three days in Sydney. Whoa, what a time. Boyle is the reason I do this podcast, because I copied him, because he was doing it every day for 10 minutes. And he was like, 10 minutes every day is way easier than an hour a week. And I was like, fuck yeah, it is, mate. 100%. You're onto something. Can I have your idea? I think he said, you can take my idea. Or else I said, I'm taking your idea. I can't remember what happened. But anyway, he does it every single day since he's been off alcohol. And I do this between 2 and 5 to 6 times a week, depending on the week, date, month, year. Have I been in an argument with my missus? Have I been depressed? Have I been drinking too much? Am I losing it? Am I talking to myself? Do I have a messiah complex? What would it be like to kill a man? You know, all sorts of things. But, yeah, it was great to catch up with Boyle. Met Boyle's family. My missus met Boyle's family. Boyle would make you want to have a family. That kind of family, you know what I mean? Bloody wholesome. The kids are smart. The wife's lovely. That doesn't add up for me at all. Smart kids and a nice wife. You could have a family like that. I have lovely families, don't get me wrong, but I didn't know you could just... I was like to my missus, should we have fucking kids? Is that the answer to all this chaos? Traveling around the world like circus clowns. Should you have just a couple of fucking children and love them and have some sort of meaning? But it all seems very, very, very expensive and hard, let me tell you. But, oh, it's great. Stayed with Boyle, and then we went into the mountains, the Blue Mountains. By God, I've rarely seen something so fucking breathtaking, ladies and gentlemen. What a country Australia is. Whoa, there's something ancient about those mountains that made me feel magical in my penis, you know? We wandered down the fucking twisty, windy steps through the hills, you know, and then you're on a cliff, and then there's like wind, and there's a waterfall, and there's like a tree, then there's another tree. There's loads of trees, actually. There's fucking shit tons of trees and tons of rocks and shit. And that, I know that sounds like I'm not painting the most, you know, poetic picture of anything, but like it was nature, and nature's good for you. Do you know what I mean? And if you don't know what's good for you, get the fuck out of Dodge. Alright. Let me tell you, I've been up for 24 hours. The flight here was cheap, and by God, it felt cheap. My chair was the only chair on the whole plane that didn't have that button that makes it go back, you know, a couple of inches, so you can have a kind of a semi-sleep. But that didn't happen. Not in my seat. My seat didn't work like that. I didn't have any movie on the plane. There was nothing. It was just me and my thoughts. And I was like, you know what I was thinking? This is a fucking shit flight. That was 6.5 hours in a real fucking... There's a lot of corners. Oh, so I'm bollocksed. I'm bollocksed from the last few days. I'm bollocks from the trip around Australia, and now I'm here in Bali, Ubud, Indonesia. And you know what we're doing? We're fucking getting enlightened, ladies and gentlemen. We are tying our hair up in a fucking man bun. We're putting on our tight yoga pants, and we are going down to the fucking yoga shala, and we are chanting, yes, motherfucker, it's time to cleanse the soul. I'm here for a whole fucking month, let me tell you that. You gotta cleanse the soul after comedy. But yeah, so arrived here from Sydney. It was a great few days with Boyle. Boyle's a fucking man. I did a couple of podcasts with Boyle. We fucking had such a crack. Easiest guy in the world to talk to. My favourite fucking guy in the world. What a fucking... Hey, if my listeners, I know there's like 4 or 5 of you, but you guys should check out fucking I'm Quitting Alcohol by David Boyle. You'll fucking just be involved in his life. He's a good cunt to listen to. And from here on out, you're going to be listening to me every fucking day as I get more and more enlightened. Or watch me join a cult. Or watch me lose it in real time. Whatever the fuck you want, you know what I mean? But we are going every day. Sorry about the last 2 days. It's been fucking mental. But we're going every day. Alright? Cunts. I think the swearing's going to stop. I'm going to start using big words and shit, you know what I mean? Anyway, guys, thanks for joining the Daily Radio Show. We are... back tomorrow, and we're back every day for the foreseeable future. You guys are an absolute blessing. I want to see you too. You don't want to fucking be with me, though. You don't, cunt. Alright, peace out, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one.